Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I don't know what you're singing for, bud. Talking about you.
The upper room.
All right, welcome back. As the good reverend over here brings us back with song. So a couple things that we noticed last night. Number one, of course, was you signed off to go to sleep last night at 7:19 p.m.
Yes,
your goodbye message on Twitter.
Insane.
And Instagram, 7:19 p.m.
I was tired.
On a Wednesday. Okay, so we had that. And then you did wake up in the middle of the night, right? You had a message. Can we play that and just, Hugh, yeah. I don't think you realize the pop-pop moment you had. I think you think it's about the message. Yeah. It's about the closing of the message.
Really just the end of it here is the part I clipped.
Okay.
But we'll get a piece of what he was talking about, was some nonsense too. But here
let's
it
hear it.
Yep. Let me tell you, you use it when it's
football. Oh, sorry.
That's not it.
Other nonsense. So if y'all can help me out, let me know. So basically the question is, do y'all lay y'all outfits out? And like, regardless to what the weather is, you're gonna wear that outfit because you're trying to look cute. I'm just curious. It was just something that woke me up out of my sleep. I'll be on the air tomorrow from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 Game. I know this ain't got nothing to do with sports, but
it was
on my mind, man. And that's just how things work now. You know, I am that age. I'm just trying to figure it out. So help me out.
Right.
Somebody help me out.
Yeah, no problem.
What city are you in?
I'm in Philly. No, you know what it was? Because I told you I woke up out of my sleep. And it was on my mind, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, do women lay their outfits out? Like, you know how I always like to make jokes about, ooh, I'm a killer with this outfit.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Because we went to the game the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold.
Monday, right? Or Tuesday?
Yeah, it was cold.
Tuesday.
It was brick.
It was.
But we were down at Lexus Club, right? And, you know, we're watching the game or whatever. And there were a lot of people dressed like with summer outfits on, like midriffs and
it's too cold for that,
and booty shorts and stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
Like yeah, Cheeks was hanging out and everything. No, Cheeks was out.
All right, slow down.
And I was like,
family show.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I was just curious because it was cold, and I'm like, why are you dressed like that?
Yeah. So are you just going to gloss over that you said you'll be on Atlanta radio in the morning?
Did.
Okay.
The point is the point.
Yeah. You know what, you know how you wake up, you don't know where you are sometimes if you fall asleep in a weird place? You didn't know what city you worked in.
Man's just on another planet.
Hey. And I went right back to sleep.
Well, so all
right, that's but the bad part about
it. Can we address the other part?
What?
You said that thought woke you up out of your sleep.
Yeah.
How?
Because I was thinking about the game the other night because I was talking about it to somebody and they said, well, who won the game? And I was like, you know what? I didn't even watch the game because I was too busy.
Because the Cheeks were out.
Cheeks were out. Okay.
Cheeks was out. And I was just like, because this is like, here's the thing, lady. This is from my perspective. I can't dress, but I understand that a lot of times when you go to basketball games, you're going to be seen. But as a guy, the winter outfits hit different than the summer ones, because when you're wearing the boots and the nice sweaters and stuff, that's an indicator that you can dress. Like when you're wearing the midriffs and your cheeks is out and stuff, that's an indicator that the only thing you really got going for you is like your frame.
Yeah.
Like
I'll be on the air tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing going.
Sports I'm just Radio saying
that's what I thought about, because I was like, okay, is it that or is it that you're just going to wear the outfit that you want to wear regardless to what the weather
is? You considered that whatever they were trying worked because their appearance woke you up out of your sleep
two
nights later.
Well, no, because I was just kind of,
if they were looking for your attention, they clearly
It was because, again, like a lot of times, you know, people wake up, and we do it all the time. We talk about our fits. Ooh, I'm going to wear this fit Friday night. I'm going to kill them with that one. Like some guys do, most guys do.
I wear a hoodie
every
day.
Or you get a nice little hat. You get one of the new starter hats, and you're like, ooh, I'm going to wear this with my J's at the Sixers game. And I just wondered if women did the same thing. Okay. That's all.
Okay.
Woke me up.
Is Atlanta also a Midwest city? Because I could see why you would confuse the two if they're both... They're both the same region.
The 92.9 The Knick game just kills me. All right, quickly.
Yeah, I didn't even know until you said it.
I know. That was the best part.
I'll be on the air tomorrow from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 game.
The last time you did that was when we had Andy Reid on, and I had to like commandeer the interview.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah, I was asleep. I was asleep, man. Woke me up out of my sleep.
All right, our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. What do you think A.J. Brown cares more about, winning or his stats? You guys are
50-50.
I love you guys. I mean, this is rich. 53% winning, 47% his stats. I mean, you guys are something else.
A couple.
Because they heard me.
Yeah.
Well,
they heard me.
You guys are something.
There's some pretty good some comments on this one here. Let me try and pull them up.
I'm sure they're.
My favorite is the one guy who's trying to get everybody to not vote.
Oh, that's how things get
He's
changed.
He's saying, do not vote. Mm-hmm. Do not vote. Like multiple times. A lot of votes.
I think he thinks if he didn't vote, we wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah. 1,676 people did not listen to him, by the way, despite his best efforts. And then my favorites are the guys who were like, making polls about WIP underneath ours, like they're going to cook us.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do? WIP, rage bait or sabotaging Philly teams? You got us.
That's a good one.
You got us. Put the fries in the bag.
Would that get a 50-50 split on that
one?
Well,
yeah, well, I should reply and say neither.
Both.
Like they do to us.
Yeah, I like that.
See, this is where...
We're slow news day.
This is where I
got
ask.
A slow news day.
And you know, you never hear anybody answer, okay, how's it rage bait? Because it's my thoughts.
Well,
it's your thoughts.
I don't think you know this. If a bad take is one that someone doesn't agree with you, that's the way it works. I don't agree with you. Bad take. I agree with you. Great take. That's how things work. All right, quickly before we
put the fries
in. Well, yeah, I heard yesterday Baldy was saying that the Eagles offense doesn't match up to the Rams or Seahawks.
Ooh, did he get to put the fries in the
bag? I haven't looked at the comments, but that's tough to say. Yeah. I mean, Baldy's a true football guy.
Don't ever say anything negative about the Eagles.
No, you can't do that.
Or that they're not the greatest thing ever.
Mm-mm. All right, quickly before we get back to the phones, we got to pick a winner as well today for Combo-Con. Couple pieces of news. One, congratulations to Christopher Sanchez. You finished second in NL Cy Young. That's great.
Did he get every second place vote?
I think he did. I think Skeens got every first. Sure. He got every second.
How about Wheeler getting a fifth?
I know.
Fifth place vote.
They both would have finished probably, top four if he didn't get hurt?
And Lizardo got votes too?
Yes.
Three? Philly's getting Cy Young votes, man.
It's
hell of a staff. Dude.
The Sanchez rise is just awesome. He's a great pitcher. And then the other one, not great, but kind of just puzzling and interesting. The Sixers sent Jared McCain down to the G League a few minutes ago, Hugh. He came back. He hasn't played much. He's not in a rhythm. He's only playing 10 minutes a game.
Yeah, trying to figure out where they're going to play all these guards, man, like these young cats.
I know, but shouldn't that have been factored in when they drafted Edgecombe?
Yeah.
And like
we talked about that.
You would think there was a plan.
Yeah. BJ, I think BJ surprised him.
Yeah, maybe. They're calling it a kind of a basketball rehab, so we shall see. He has not looked great since he came back. All right, let's grab Bruce in D.C. Bruce.
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew.
Bruce.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Oh, man. I'll tell you. I'm just glad that I was able to get in on this discussion right quick. Hugh, I got to say, I'm 100% on board with you. But before I get into my take, let me just give some perspective. Because, Joe, I see where you're coming from. I think the real issue here with AJ is that, you know, him voicing his his issues early. I had everybody mad. Definitely had me mad. I was definitely one of those ones that, and I don't even, still don't even have an issue with having him out here gone by the end of the year because of the history behind this. But this particular one cut different, because I'm going to tell you, I came away from that game saying, a player of his caliber, there's no reason why, there's no excuses why he only had three passes thrown to him. Now, here's the other issue, and you all already brought that up. Mm-hmm. I think part of the issue is Jalen. Part of this issue, and it comes back to the coaching staff. You know, we got an OC, a rookie OC, that's been put on board with a Super Bowl caliber team full of experienced veterans. That was a marriage that I predicted. I never liked it in the beginning. And this is what you wind up with. When you have problems like that, the coaching staff is stumbling and bumbling on trying to fix a problem of this level of complexity. So that's issue number one. Number two, with Jalen, my issue is, you know, I'm a 22-year war vet, and it's all about the mission, okay? And it's all about leadership. When you have a breakdown, okay, in leadership, in completing the missions, the cons of the are not working correctly. You know what we turn around and do? Mm. We have something called an AAR, after action report. We sit down and we evaluate what was the weak link, what was the problems, and then we're going to come up with a solution on how to fix that particular problem or somebody's performance in order to set the team up for success. This is the biggest problem that we have right now. If nobody is talking to each other, and I'm so pissed off, this whole thing about AJ needs to shut up and color, you know, I can't remember the man's name. You know, y'all did a take on him. It's a bunch of dog dookie. That's crazy, you know, because this is going to come back and it's going to prevent us from winning a championship because of this problem. And the coach, why is the coach, the OC, and Jalen and AJ need to sit down in a room and talk to each other? It's like one hand is and they're trying to, well, we're winning. That's bull crap, okay, because it's going to come back and it's going to haunt us, and this is an internal leadership problem that needs to be squared up, just like last year when the O-line went to the coach and said, hey, we need to fix
this. Well, that worked. That was a turning point. All right, Bruce, good stuff. All right, what do you got for us for the Combo Con for people that have beef? Who are you thinking?
They not like us. They not like us.
Kendrick.
Yeah, that's
right. Mm. Okay, Bruce, good one. We appreciate it. I didn't even know Bruce was a vet. He's bringing, you know, real life stuff to the table there about people getting on the same page. All right, let's grab
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's grab Melanie, who's in Garner Valley. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Melanie. What's up?
I want to help you out here, Joe.
Okay.
Because I think you're right. I think it's plain and simple, and I think that, I don't know, you might be day drinking these days. I don't know what's going on with him.
I'll let you head out, Melanie.
I want to give. Sorry, you. I was going to bring you soup, but now I'm not so sure. But I just want to give you, anyway. I want to give you some facts because I think you can't really, you know, go against facts. So in the press conference, I just noted that AJ talked about himself seven times, and Jalen talked about the team three times. Last year, it sort of like got on my nerves, the whole book thing that wound up getting weaved into the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I just want to watch the Super Bowl. I don't want to be talking about a wide receiver reading a book on the sideline. That's like that's just not my thing. And I think that, I don't know if you followed this on Instagram, AJ did this whole thing about picking a nickname for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A.O.
A.O., yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and he was all hyped up that Coop had a name and how cool it was, and he wanted to have a name.
Oh, he's mad he doesn't get to use it.
Right, he doesn't get to use it. And I agree. The one thing I agree with you on is the whole the narcissistic thing. I would go so far as to say that he's envious and jealous of Saquon and of Coop. I have a request, but I just want to give AJ some ideas. Good individual sports: tennis, golf, shot put, swimming,
track and field. Yeah, he could do that too.
Snowboarding.
Oh, he's good at all those.
Yep, he could get his own medals. He can get his name up there. I think he needs to get away from team sports. But here's my request, Joe. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, you put a flag in the division.
Yes, it was over, and it is. It's over.
And wait. Here's my request.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of put me over the edge a little bit and talked about Juju, right? And then what happens? Who gets hurt? And I put this out into the universe. So I half blame me, half blame you. Who gets hurt in the game?
Lane
Johnson. And I say to you, Juju is going to come back on us. How do you feel when you hear about Lane Johnson getting hurt?
Well, he came back.
He came back in the game.
Right. He's okay.
He's also practicing this week.
He's okay.
No. He's not okay. He got carted off at the end.
He came back in the game and is practicing this week.
So you were right. He got carted off on that very tiny cart, which looks silly because he's so much bigger than the cart. But
which he made his Twitter profile picture.
Oh, did he? Yeah. He was able to come back, Melanie. So I think he's okay. So I get it. And I was on pins and needles when it happened.
Take that, Melanie.
I thought about your call.
Here's my request. Can you just please, for at least the next couple games, pull that damn flag out?
It's hard. It's such a good flag. I mean, it's over. All right, Melanie, what do you got? I'll think about it. It's under consideration. Melanie, what do you got for us for two people that had a beef?
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
I did not know that.
I missed that one. And Hugh's not getting any soup.
Right up Hugh's alley.
Let's check in on you people. I'm sure they had a field day today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, the pitchforks are out for Hugh Douglas today.
I got big shoulders.
Big time.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, go for it.
First of all, I need to address something because there's a little bit of a conspiracy floating around on you people that the mustache is fake.
Your mustache?
Not, as fake as Adam Schefter's tattoo this morning on First Take? Or whatever show.
Mustache is not fake. Not
that's crazy.
That'd be a long con.
That would be a very long con.
When people think there's long cons, who has time for all this?
No, I mean, well, look, we do bits.
I know,
on the show and on the station.
No, but that you'd have to have prestige to that.
Yeah,
you live in the city.
It would take
people
daily
see you places. You'd have to go with the mustache everywhere.
It is not fake.
Can't do that.
Yep, not fake. A few beefs in relation to us and our show. Mm-hmm. Hugh versus Mr. Teddy, obviously.
One of our favorites.
Big time.
It's a big one.
Me versus Aaron in San Diego is a good one.
That one's been going on from the beginning of Aaron's calls.
Yep. And then one that dates back probably to before our show is you versus Jay in West Philly.
Oh, yeah, that one.
So
haven't heard from him in a while.
No.
To the archives with that one.
Yeah.
Well, where was he today defending his guy Hurts?
Interesting.
If I had the take you did, I feel like Jay would have jumped on.
Jay's a bat signal kind of guy, though.
I think he understood what I was trying to say. Like, most people didn't. I said I was going to recklessly speculate,
right.
And I was recklessly speculating.
You did. You lived up to what you said you were going to do.
And I did that because this is what I think AJ's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all don't understand that, that's okay.
Yep.
That's your problem.
I'm
about to go drink some bourbon at this thing once I leave here. So that's how much I'm going to care about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody made this point. Great day for you to make that burner.
Oh, yeah, you could use one. Yeah.
I don't need a burner. I stand on business until Rod calls and then I'll delete them.
Yeah. But we need our sign. We need the sign. How many days since you was called in the boss's office?
And then I'll delete them.
Just call and be like, Hugh, you probably said, I'll delete it.
And that means they go away forever.
No, they don't.
That's, of course, how the internet works.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, Hugh sounds like he could suit up on Sunday. You did come in fired up.
You did.
It's because, unlike most people that listen to our show, I actually listen to what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get, like, a lot of times, because we're so wrapped up in our fandom, we don't hear what's being said. And I've never once said that AJ or Jalen was a bad quarterback. I am giving you my perspective as what I think AJ might be thinking.
You're putting yourself in AJ's head.
Yes.
No, people don't care about that.
No, I know they don't. They just want to feel warm and fuzzy.
Yep. Yeah. Hugh Douglas is off a rock today.
Off his rocker?
No, I think he means like a crack rock.
Oh.
Yeah. That will do it. Yeah, that'll affect things.
The people want AJ to change his Twitter name.
Oh, to what?
Not always open.
I like that.
1K always complaining.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Used to always be open.
Yeah, or maybe 0.5K always complaining.
I like that.
He's going about to go for a nice 500 yards
Ooh.
This season. Yeah.
It's not worth the money.
Yep. Shut your old ass up, Hugh.
That one's rich. I get paid to talk. Well, I mean,
it's literally your job.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You're a talk show host. Yeah,
it was your old ass.
Yeah, I've heard that. But shut your old ass. What's an old man? Shut your old ass.
Shut fuck that.
I've used that one before. Shut your old ass.
Shut your old ass. Tired of these ex-Eagles that won nothing. That's it.
Wow.
They keep coming back to that, man.
You ever heard that song where Rick Ross start off, I might not be bigger than Biggie, but I'm bigger than you? That kind of plays into this, because I might not be a Super Bowl champion, mm-hmm. but I'm a Super Bowl contender, and you are, sir or ma'am, nothing.
Yeah, that's unfair. I mean, it was a great era.
I agree.
Yeah, it's unfair.
I'm not worried about that.
Hugh's probably brought a lot of winning football to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
that. All three of our Eagles.
We like to keep it in perspective, though, and that person probably never played or never been in position to play, so there's that.
That's right. You're out of your element, Douglas.
I'm all in my element every day. That ain't stop me from having these fire ass takes that I have every day.
Isn't that the Big Lebowski? You're out of your element, Donnie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you're out of your element, Douglas. Hugh is going to ruin yet another Eagles locker room.
They don't listen. So these are my thoughts. They don't listen.
They want that Grim Reaper meme where Hugh knocks on the door.
To be fair, I think AJ's well on his way to ruining this locker room all by himself.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, come on. Yep.
AJ stood on business, but they're mad at me for recklessly speculating.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
Yep.
So we're trying to piece together this bracket, which is coming up in that'll be March, I guess. Yep. So not coming up very soon.
But we got to start piecing together.
Yes, we do. Reckless speculation, he was screaming for a one seed this season.
You know what? I don't know if you ever used the KenPom website where it ranks all the college basketball teams like numerically. It's a clear number one seed. Like, reckless speculation, Hugh has been on fire.
He's not going to like this one. Somebody brought up hormonal Hugh.
Hormonal Hugh. I'm going through menopause.
He's going through some changes. Give him a break, guys. Give him a break.
He's transition.
I'm low T. Low T. I let him live with that. Yeah, that was pretty
not
funny.
Bad. I mean, it's got the alliteration, which we like. Yeah. Yep. If you were to drink every time Hugh recklessly speculated today, you'd be in a better place with Tucker Kraft.
I'm trying to tell you. I started the show. I told you before. I said, I'm going to recklessly speculate today.
You know what you've created with the reckless speculation? It's your way on the air of saying, with all due respect, you could say whatever you want after.
I said I was going to recklessly speculate.
My take today, it's just reckless speculation. You can't get mad.
Yep.
Can't whatever. Get mad at all.
And again, like, today has been flooded with attacks at Hugh.
Yeah.
That's it. I want Hugh removed from the Hall of Fame. I want a whole pregame ceremony for it, too. And then I want him put into the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
No. As a matter of fact, I got a call today. They asked me. I got to find my jacket.
Do you know where it is?
Malcolm and Buck O'Kiroy going in. Well, not this week, but the Dallas game. Yeah, the Bears game.
The Black Friday game.
So I got to find my coat. Mm-hmm.
Then one more.
You better start looking, man.
I'm going to start looking.
One more here. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe less sleep for Hugh next time.
Yeah, Hugh, it was a fire show. Go to sleep again at 7. 7:20 is your new bedtime.
No. Less sleep. They want less sleep.
No, I'm saying I thought it was good.
I agree.
Yeah, so, that's for our purposes.
No, I mean, that's just the way I felt because I watched it. And again, my job here isn't to make you feel warm and fuzzy. My job is to think outside the box. And I see from some of your angry tweets and you know, sliding my DMs, you're not comfortable with using your brain. That's okay. That's okay. You're not comfortable thinking outside the box or using brain power, your gray matter, to look at things a different way. And that's fine. If you want to get mad at me because
gray matter.
Yeah, well, you know, the brain.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you want to get mad at me because you're locked into the way that you like to think, that's fine.
I didn't think we'd get to gray matter today.
But no, I'm just saying that's fine.
You never
that's
know fine. Where the show's going. All right, we got to pick a winner for today's prize for ComboCon. So today's winner wins the rock glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, Weber grill brush, and automatically enter for the grand prize with the Weber grill, the 55-inch smart TV, Yeti cooler, Cornhell set, all thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. All right, we had some good ones. But I don't know. Chris Everett and Jim Rome felt like the winner today, didn't
it? Yeah, because he got choked out.
Yeah, it was
a
good one.
I always forget about that one.
It's an all-time.
It's so good.
That was Mark in Delaware?
Yes.
Yeah, Mark in Delaware. You're the winner today. Automatically entered for the grand prize. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow. And I am excited to talk about the Lions game tomorrow. We got a huge game coming up.
What?
Yeah, we got a game on Sunday.
Yeah, game.
It's a football game. Big one in the NFC Sunday. All right, we'll talk tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football's in full swing. And let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for that bad beat to kill your bet. Switch to the home of Fair Play where protect your all-player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet in the first quarter. Some do nothing at all, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets when every football gets funded Sunday game day, Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whenever they're playing football. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if a player gets injured in the first half, boom, you better play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super quick. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.